Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with McCormick covering, for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Brandt steals second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to third. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brandt scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Banks moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Thompson scores. Altman moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cepeda moves to second. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor bunts towards the mound. McCormick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Dark reaches second base with a double. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Cubs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dark moves to third. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Jack Sanford now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Schult scores. Banks moves to third. It's 7-3, Cubs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Lee Walls. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman is walked intentionally. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Marshall now playing first base. Art Schult now playing left field. Bobby Thompson now playing right field. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. the Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Banks strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Schult. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Anderson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreth for the out. Spencer moves to third. One out. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Eddie Bressuit. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Jack Sanford. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny O'Connell now playing second base. Daryl Spencer now playing shortstop. Eddie Fisher now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kirkland moves to second. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.